with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a three-part series titled The Powerful Role of Leaders and Media in Curbing Climate Change, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
The government can let the public know about the beneficial effect that we can have by having vegetarian diet. Yeah, they have to publicize it everywhere. They have to give leaflets to people to read, make it a public job to do it, you know, and then make classes of vegetarian cooking available to people free of charge in a school, in a night school or something. I used to teach vegetarian in a night school in Germany. Free, you know? Yeah, there are people who would like to go there and teach free. And the government just have to encourage it and make it available, make it publicly known to everybody. Then everybody will follow. After all, they are so-called leaders, no? They're presidents. They're leaders of the country. So if they lead, people will follow. That's why they vote for them, to lead them. So I'm sure people will follow what the government proposed, especially when they know it's good for them, and good for the planet, and good for the future of their children. Because they don't want to harm their children. If the planet is damaged, ruined, or bad, inhabitable in any way, their children will be affected. And I think everybody loves their children, including the leaders and the government officials, the one in power. They all love their children, so they have to do it now. There's no other choice. You see, they have to give official endorsements, yeah? And let everybody know about the benefit of vegetarian diet. They have to create website for vegetarian menus or free of charge, class for vegetarian cooking, vegetarian club. Make it official. Then everybody would follow it, like a happy trend, you know? Some new change in the world. And they have to explain more to people the seriousness of the change that we're facing right now, the danger that we're facing, and the worst consequences if we don't do something, if we don't follow the vegetarian diet, and we don't cut out emission. They could also put high tax on meat, on barley altogether, but the killing animals, and educate people into a brand new, exciting way of life. Yeah? Yeah, tell them to do some other job, give them some other new job to do, and explain to them, you know, the benefit of a new life, which is full of health, full of virtue, and peace, love, and happiness. Everyone would look forward to that. At least they would try. And then once they try, they know it's worked. And if everybody else trying it, their neighbor trying it, their friends trying it, then there is a supporting energy, and the whole world will change. I can't wait to see that day when we all enjoy love, contentment, and enlightenment, and live in peace.
How to be a good resident of this planet while we are here? Thank you.
Very easy, you know. Be veg, go green, do good. Better still, seek enlightenment.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
We are very grateful to see you here.
It's nice to see you.
My question is, why we're promoting vegetarianism and people think that vegetarian food is healthy and tasty, but some people still think that vegetarian food is not that healthy and lack of nutrition. And at this point, the government and the media still didn't do much to educate these people. So in your opinion, how should we improve the situation?
Well, if you are not happy with the government or the press service, you can write to them. You write to the government, write to the press. Tell them what you think. I have done my best. I'm still doing it. So you do your part, okay? The thing is, the press also must first know about it. The government also must first experience about it before they can tell the people. Just like you are vegetarian first, and you practice the moral lifestyle and compassionate spiritual practice. Then you can go out and tell people, look here, yes, I know it works. I know vegetarian is healthy, I'm still alive, I feel good. I know spiritual practice is good for you. I do it and I benefit from it. So first, we must try it ourselves. But you can write to your government and your press and tell them what you think. Maybe they will rethink their policy, okay? And help the planet. Good idea.
Master, John Robbins wrote the book Diet for New America, 1987. Are the facts still up to date?
It's a very good book. And he wrote all about vegetarian diet or vegan diet, and there should be nothing wrong about it. Nothing wrong, never. Never anything wrong about vegetarian or vegan diet. It's timeless. There's no need to ask. Suppose even if his book is outdated, maybe you eat vegetarian, you drink this vegan shake that he recommended, and then you die, then I would recommend you drink it, eat it. Die in honor. Die not killing anybody. Die for good cause.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Yeah, Master, I would just to say thank you very much for your lovely books about the animal friends. Regarding global warming, I can image that the animals can also feel the rapid climate change. I can feel they also worry about the urgent situation. I'm just wondering if animals are also trying to send us any messages in this regard.
They've been sending all these centuries. Nobody listen. Not just now. They don't worry about climate change, or they don't worry about their own safety or anything like that. They more worry about how humans degrading themselves. And mirror in the climate tragedy and the damage of the environment and maybe the destruction of the whole planet. Together with it, it is the status of human, of their heart. The animal worry about that, the degradation, the destruction of humans' noble quality. They do not worry about life and death. For them, they do not worry so much about life and death the way we do, because most of them, mostly they are in connection with their inner self, with the God self inside. And for them, dying is just like changing room. They try to tell us over centuries that we should live a noble life, the life according to Jesus' teaching and Buddha's doctrine. But very few listen. They still say the same. They say the same stuff. They say what I say, be fresh, go green. Save your souls.
Thank you, Master.
Guten Tag, Master.
Guten Tag.
Warum tun denn die Menschen sich so schwer, den Zusammenhang zwischen Fleisch essen und globale Erwärmung zu sehen?
Why? Because they're not well informed. Yeah? They're not well informed. That's why I say if the government and the media join hands together and informing people day after day, because information are a lot. And people's brain takes some time to ingest it. And now that we have not been informed for all this time, only very little channels do it now and again, only the newspaper printed an article here and there. It's not strong enough. It's not informative enough, and it's not enough on an ongoing effort enough so that people are not familiar with all these things. Cannot blame people. They're busy, they want to enjoy their life. So if the government that they elected don't inform them and don't find a good solution for them, then they think it's not their job to do it. And they rely on the government to inform them everything that is good for them. They rely on the newspaper to give them all the news that is necessary and important to their life. That's why they read newspaper. That's why they spend money to buy it or to pay for television channels. For an average person, how do they get all the information that the media has is more available? or the government has more access to. It's not people's job even to inform themselves, just some people who do it, but they normally, they read newspaper and whatever printed in there, they believe it. So if it's not printed in there, they don't know or they don't believe it. That's the power of media and the government. I hope they use it for the best cause right now, and the noble cause right now. I hope they do use it.
Thank you, Master.
Good effort.
Các tôn giáo trên thế giới từ xưa đến nay có một tiếng nói rất lớn đối với cộng đồng trên thế giới. Vậy bây giờ họ phải làm gì để có phần cải thiện tình trạng tham vấn toàn cầu?
Dĩ nhiên là các vị lãnh đạo tôn giáo thì phải làm gương cho tín đồ ấy. Trước hết dĩ nhiên là họ phải khuyên bảo tín đồ nên ăn chay, khuyên bảo tín đồ nên làm lành, lánh dữ, khuyên bảo tín đồ nên bảo vệ môi sinh. Nếu mà những vị lãnh đạo tôn giáo có thể tuyên cáo với tín đồ của mình làm những việc đó, thì địa cầu của chúng ta sẽ được bảo đảm an toàn, sẽ được cứu vãn. Tại vì hòa bình bắt đầu từ cái dĩa thức ăn của mình. Hòa bình bắt đầu từ cái bàn ăn của mình.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Tình thương dĩ nhiên rất là vĩ đại. Tình thương là một sự vĩ đại nhất trong cuộc sống và vĩ đại nhất trên toàn cõi vũ trụ. Nhưng mà đa số nhân loại bây giờ đang thiếu kém tình thương đó. Có người phải thể hiện tình thương nhiều hơn trước, phải yêu thương cả kẻ thù, phải yêu thương hàng xóm, phải yêu thương động vật và môi trường xung quanh, thì mới có thể vượt qua cơn nguy khốn và được lối sống bình an. Tình thương phải thể hiện ra, chứ không phải tình thương nói mà được. Tình thương phải thể hiện bằng hành động, tức là ăn chay, làm lành và bảo vệ môi sinh.
Con cảm ơn sư phụ ạ.
Không có chi đâu, bác.
Kính thưa sư phụ, với tiêu chí 80% dân số thế giới phải ăn chay và các tiêu chí khác như cầu nguyện, sống xanh, kỹ thuật hiện đại để cứu thế giới là rất khó khăn, có thể nói là không thể. Vậy sao Thượng Đế không an bài một số tinh cầu khác tùy thuộc vào tình trạng tâm linh của từng người, của từng chúng sinh để có cơ hội phát triển tâm linh hơn là cố gắng cứu tinh cầu này? Con xin cảm ơn sư phụ.
Thì thôi để cho địa cầu nó đi luôn hả? Khỏi cứu hả? Dĩ nhiên trên sư phụ đã nói rồi, trên vũ trụ có rất nhiều hành tinh. Những người nào tu hành theo cấp nào thì sau khi rời bỏ cái thế giới này sẽ đi đến những cái hành tinh khác, tùy thuộc cái tâm linh của mình, dĩ nhiên như vậy. Còn mình cứu cái địa cầu này không phải là để cứu cái địa cầu, sư phụ nói rồi, mà để có cái lý do cho những người trên địa cầu này chuyển biến tâm linh của họ, biến thành, trở thành cao thượng, trở thành thiện lành, tức là họ muốn cứu cái địa cầu để mà họ cứu vãn nhân loại, để cái mục đích đó làm cho họ cao thượng. Khi nào họ có cái mục đích mà muốn cứu vãn địa cầu, họ muốn ăn chay làm lành để cứu vãn địa cầu, thì cái mục đích của họ rất là cao thượng. Cái mục đích cao thượng của họ đó sẽ nâng cái tâm linh của họ lên, từ cái tâm linh rất là thấp hèn lên cái tâm linh rất là cao thượng, để mà có thể về với thiên đàng mai hậu và có thể hòa nhập với thế giới của những thánh nhân. Chứ không phải mình chấp nhất cái địa cầu này cứu hay là không cứu. Không phải, cái đó chỉ là lý do để cho con người thăng hoa tâm thức của họ mà thôi. Còn cái thế giới này mất thì có thế giới khác, mình đâu có sợ. Những người tu hành dĩ nhiên sau khi rời bỏ thế giới này sẽ lên những cái tầng lớp thiên đàng cao thấp tùy theo. Mà không phải 80%, sư phụ nói rồi hả, phải 100% mới được. Nhưng mà những người ăn chay của mình giúp đỡ thêm cái phần trăm vô đó, 60-mấy% là được rồi. Còn những người ăn chay mà theo Quán Âm, tức là một người ăn chay của mình cũng giống như 1.000 người ở ngoài ăn chay, người thường ăn chay vậy đó.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful discussion titled The Powerful Role of Leaders and Media in Curbing Climate Change. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.